Colombia's Attorney General's office is investigating dozens of senior police officers in the disappearance of more than $2 million in U.S. funds meant for the war on drugs. Those under investigation include the former chief of the counter-narcotics police and the president's security coordinator. The revelation occurs as Colombia's president-elect, Álvaro Uribe, begins a three-day visit to Washington to ask for more U.S. aid money. From Bogota, Stephen Dudley reports.
The funds in question are part of a special $2.5 million anti-narcotics account that Washington froze in March. However, news that more than $2 million was missing from the account only became public last month. The officers under investigation are being questioned about irregularities in the handling and spending of the money, including possible double billing and lack of supervision. A spokesman for the Attorney General, who did not wish to be identified, said the office suspects money for supplies, such as paper and even jet fuel, was diverted through fake companies and into the pockets of some of the policemen under investigation.
Según la Procuraduría General de la Nación,
we're also investigating the possible purchase of items not on the budget using U.S. money, the spokesman said. The Attorney General's office says that at the top of the list of more than 40 officers under investigation is former anti-narcotics police chief General Gustavo Socha. He was transferred from his post as the scandal erupted and then quit after being demoted. Socha hasn't commented since the investigation was opened. Also being questioned is Lieutenant Colonel Henry Ray Castañeda, who is President Andrés Pastrana's security coordinator. More than a dozen officers have been fired or have resigned. Scandal is not new to Colombia's police force. In the early 1990s, Police Chief Rosso José Serrano purged the institution of over 9,000 men thought to be involved in corruption. Since then, however, U.S. money has favored the police over the army in its war against drugs. Of the $1.7 billion Washington has given to Colombia in the last 2 years, at least $115 million has gone to Colombia's police. And the United States continues to express confidence in Colombian law enforcement. Reading from an embassy statement, a spokesman said the U.S. noticed irregularities in the management of the anti-narcotics account earlier this year, and then notified the Colombian government.
The government of Colombia, including the Colombian National Police, has responded appropriately, and we are confident that action will be taken against the individuals involved.
The investigation comes at an awkward time for incoming President Uribe. Uribe, who ran a hardline campaign against corruption and the leftist guerrillas, arrives in Washington to lobby for more funds to fight not only drug trafficking, but also the rebels and right-wing paramilitaries financed by it. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Dudley in Bogota.